Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Are you at work? Are you relaxing? You're going out? You're delivering? I don't know what you're doing. Thank you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If they don't got the show, then call them up, email them. Say you want the JR Sport Brief Show. Thank you to everybody on SiriusXM channel 158. We got people listening on smart speakers. All you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio, cbsportsradio.com, and a bunch of other ways that I'm sure that I haven't even thought of. Just thank you so much for being here. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. What a day that it's been in the world of sports. NFL continues to change rules and alter the landscape. Oh, what's this? Hey, Hickey, I'm excited now. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got NIT basketball.
Oh, I thought we had some breaking news.
Oh, no. Sorry. Nope, just NIT basketball, the tournament that nobody wants to play in. Nobody. It's a close one right now. Georgia and Ohio State. And shout-outs to my Bulldogs. 79-77. Like a second left in the game. And then meanwhile, in the NBA, also exciting basketball. The Lakers, what the heck are they doing right now? The Lakers are losing to the Bucks 65. Let's see. I want to give you the right score. My brain doesn't work that well. 65-58. No LeBron James. LeBron James is like, listen, folks, I'm old. My ankle is bothering me. I'm just going to sit around and be a fashion plate for a day. So give me a break. And here on this show, oh, we've had a busy show as well. We have talked about the rule changes. I'll give you a quick breakdown. We talked about the NFL expanding its reach. The NFL has taken over Christmas. Too bad for the NBA. The NFL does not care. We also had Shaka Smart, the head coach of Marquette, join us earlier on in the show. Marquette is getting ready to take on North Carolina State this Friday down in Dallas, Texas, American Airlines Center or Arena, whatever they call it. We talked about Legarius Sneed, this man's new contract with the Tennessee Titans, 4 years, $76 million. Dak Prescott, we had a great conversation with Clarence Hill Jr. of the Star-Telegram because it's been reported that there is nothing to report between Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. Why does that hold significance? Well, Dak Prescott is moving into the final year of his contract with the Cowboys, and they can come to an agreement now. They can come to an agreement later. They can ultimately never come to an agreement, and Dak Prescott leaves. Do I think Jerry Jones and the Cowboys are that dumb? No, I don't think so, but I've seen some wild things happen. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, I'll give you a quick recap on some of the NFL changes that we can look forward to later on this year. And then also, you know, I told you before the break, as we talked about coaches and changes, and John Calipari, he should be someone that's pretty miserable right now, but maybe he's inspired. We'll hear from him as well, too. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim. He's calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Re Show. What's up, Tim?
Water, man. I hope everything's going all right in the ATL for you, man.
Well, it is. What part of Alabama are you calling from?
Man, I'm from Fayette County. I'm from 50 miles from the University of Alabama.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know how close you were to the border, but you're going to tell me about Alabama and their scoring? You're going to tell me about Alabama basketball?
Well, I'm going to ask you about it.
Well,
I mean, I can sit here and say the same thing everybody says. If Alabama's hitting, they can't be beat. But, yeah. You know, that remains to be seen. What do you think the chances are?
Well,
Who do you have going North Carolina, Alabama?
I can only tell, well, nobody.
North Carolina's a blue blood now, I understand.
Tim, listen to me. I have an answer for you, and I'm not going to give you the same damn answer that everybody else is giving you. I've only started watching Alabama basketball over the past 3 weeks. I'd be lying through my teeth to sit here and tell you that I'd be telling you the same thing that I've observed is that they can score. And I know North Carolina is a blue blood. I feel like I've been watching a lot of their players for the past million years. How much longer can Armando Bacot, you know, play in college basketball? I've watched him so long. He had no hair, and then he had locks, and now he got a haircut. And so I can only tell you what I've observed. Look, Alabama's been lighting it up, okay? I mean, 100 points in a game, 70 points in another game. Do I think they're going to put up 100 points against North Carolina? No.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, but if they got a chance to win, it's because of all that damn offense they got.
You know, Alabama, they have a shot. You know, I'm not going to say it's a great shot. But I won't tell you, they have a shot, and if they win, I'm not going to be shocked by that.
Okay, but, well, let's ask someone who filled out a full bracket. Hickey, how far did you have Alabama going?
I'm sorry to say, Tim, I have them in the Final Four. Actually, I have them in the national title game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Alabama in the national title game?
National title game.
You're a good man.
Well, I hate to tell you, Tim, my picks have not been very good. So, I don't know if that's a good thing.
You're doing fine, man. You're doing fine.
So, Hickey, who did you have? Hold on, Tim. Hickey, who did you have Alabama beaten in the next round in the Elite Eight to get there?
Michigan State. I thought the Spartans were going to pull an upset over UNC.
Oh, well.
Got that wrong.
Okay. Well,
look, you know what the big thing is, though? Is 80. 80 is.
In Purdue?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
He's a machine. He's not a player. He's a machine.
Okay.
Watch. He has no emotions.
Okay.
He is an absolute machine out on the court. Just watch him, guys. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim. All right. Well, call us later this week, okay, Tim?
I'll call y'all Thursday evening, man.
All right. Thank you, Tim, for calling from Alabama. Okay. Thank you, Tim. Well, that ended kind of weird, right? that was odd. I didn't expect the Zach Edey stuff at the end there. Not by a long shot.
No, yeah, that took quite the left turn from Alabama basketball to the emotionless, robotic Zach Edey.
You know what, Hickey? A few seconds ago, I told you that I was excited for something, and it was the NIT.
Did Georgia win?
I don't have it in front. It's over. I assume they did. But this is actually news. Jordan Montgomery is going to the Arizona Diamondbacks. a one-year contract, $25 million. He has a vesting player option for a second year. Wow. Jordan Montgomery is going to the team that he basically just helped beat in the World Series. And if I will say this, because I know there's a lot of Yankee fans, and if you didn't know, I broadcast Saturday afternoons in New York City. There's going to be a lot of angry Yankee fans that Jordan Montgomery is not returning to the Bronx, New York. Jordan Montgomery not returning to the Texas Rangers. Jordan Montgomery is joining the Arizona Diamondbacks. And good for him. Less stress. Certainly not the money that he would have wanted. I don't think $25 million a year is bad for him. And then he has an opportunity to show up, show out, and try to make more money the following year. Didn't see that one coming. Hickey, well, you don't like the Yankees, but what's your fastball like?
Slow, which honestly, with everyone throwing 100 miles an hour, you bring me in throwing 60-mile-an-hour puss, maybe it throws them off. You know, not used to seeing something that slow, and all of a sudden now I'll be striking guys out because they just don't know what to do.
A modern-day knuckleballer, right?
That's it. That's exactly right.
You could be, what's it, Dickey? What's the guy's name?
R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey.
Who won a Cy Young.
He won a I couldn't believe that. He won a Cy Young, and then what dumbass team gave him that money? The Blue Jays, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Just by throwing junk. See, there's hope for you. There's hope for everybody.
And no strain on the arm. I don't know why that's a good idea, Jerry. We should get into it. Throw slow, and we'll get some big-time money.
I don't know. I think if I would try such a thing, it would be like eventually, if it got over the plate, it'd be batting practice.
Well,
yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Okay.
If I lobbed something up to the plate against Judge, if I didn't hit him, I think it'd end up in the seats.
But you would get like $10 million to give up that home run. Not terrible.
Well, you're right. They're letting everybody. Look, the Dodgers are paying a guy $700 million to not pitch this year?
That's right.
Oh, they're paying, by the way, they're paying him $2 million not to pitch. Congratulations to the Diamondbacks. They have poached Jordan Montgomery from the Texas Rangers, although he was a free agent. And he joins a rotation. Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, a bunch of other young dudes. And I know the Diamondbacks are just, they're stacked. They went to the World Series. There was no expectation for them to do so. And now they're picking up a pitcher who's going to help them. If Jordan Montgomery is going to do anything, he's going to go out there and eat up innings. Congratulations to the Diamondbacks. I remember last year during the Super Bowl when I guess Phoenix was hosting, or Glendale, whatever the hell you want to call it, I walked around the stadium, Chase Field, and I haven't been there in years, and I'm walking around, and, you know, they have to promote all of their players, and I'm looking around, and I'm going, who the hell are these guys? And they ended up in a World Series. And so I guess there's still hope for some of these teams that just, well, there's hope for everybody except for the, they're still in Oakland, right, Hickey? They ain't moved them yet?
They have not moved them yet, and they may never move them with how some of these negotiations go.
I feel so bad for the Oakland Athletics, soon to be Vegas Athletics. I feel like they're getting smoked out. I feel like they're getting smoked out of Oakland. It's like having an infestation in your house. It's like having vermin, or it's like trying to get anybody out. It's like slowly but surely it takes time to eradicate them. And for the city of Oakland to lose the A's, to lose the Warriors to the other side of the Bay, I mean, the Raiders have been long gone now. What does Oakland have? Anything?
Well, ironically, they do have a lot of that vermin you were just talking about in the stadium.
Oh, my God. That place, they need to bring that place to the ground. What, they have flooding issues? And
how has it not collapsed?
The Coliseum?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was pretty pathetic when they had to start putting that tarp, you know, over the top. It just, there was nothing attractive about that place. I feel so bad for all my friends out in Oakland. Yeah, everything is moving. Everything is It's changing. That would be the one team that has not a chance in hell. I can't wait to see what opening day looks like in Oakland. Unless they're having a protest, they're probably going to have three people show up. Yeah, Major League Baseball is pathetic for how they've handled all of that. Pathetic for a lot of other reasons, but in particular, how they let Oakland just up and leave from the city and just fed everybody a bunch of garbage in the process of doing so. Just a lot of sad how they're leaving that situation. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of leaving a situation, on the other side of the break, we'll talk about Mr. Calipari and what his situation might look like in Kentucky. Before we do that, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week. Forget Defensive Player of the Week. I'm going to let you know about the damn Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. USC women's hoop star Juju Watkins, keeping USC's title hopes alive. She helped the Trojans get past Kansas to advance to the Sweet 16. She's a Pac-12 freshman. 28 points, 11 rebounds. USC is set to face fifth-seeded Baylor on Saturday. And Juju Watkins, it's not just a Pac-12 freshman. Pac-12 freshman of the year. Oh, yeah, you didn't think Caitlin Clark had everything on lock, did you? You can't win it all when you're a freshman. She's been there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about Coach Cal and then get into some of these NFL rule changes here on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I got all the briefs. I got all the sports briefs. All of them here for you. Shout outs to the legend. Yeah, Dickie V. All the best to him and much love and good health. Thank you. It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. That is someone who's legendary. That is someone who's had a hell of a career. We wanted to keep going. There's a guy in Kentucky. Not so sure about his career or how much longer it's going to be here. Let me first of all tell you, if you're a fan of Kentucky basketball, John Calipari isn't going anywhere. He's not done. He's not cooked. He's not finished. They have not given him the boot. He's still going to be in Lexington, Kentucky. After losing to a jump shooting accountant a couple of days ago, the Kentucky Wildcats, they have recently stunk under Coach Cal. And he's basically been on a tour letting everybody know that we're going to change, that we're not so bad. Even though we haven't made a Final Four since 2015. The last time I checked, it is 2024. They haven't been to a Sweet 16 in the last four tournaments. Coach Cal has been here for the past 15 years. I remember seeing him win a championship with Kentucky. I remember going to Final Fours and seeing Julius Randle and Anthony Davis. These are things that I saw with my own eyes. It's been a long time. The game is changing. You can't just bring in young dudes and future NBA prospects and expect them to abuse the competition. Otherwise, you lose to Oakland and not the Oakland in California. Hickey, that guy, is it Jack, right? Jack Golkey?
Jack Golkey.
The guy doesn't, he just shoots threes. He shoots like 20 threes a game off the bench. I hope he plays in Europe. You think he got a career somewhere?
I mean, he's killing it right now in NIL deals, so he may not need Europe after just that one game.
What NIL deal did he get? Tell me. What do you got?
Oh, you didn't see?
No.
Oh, he did TurboTax in between the games.
Oh, my God.
He filmed the commercial, like, and you could see, like, he's in a ballroom, like, you know, like the generic hotel carpeting. He's in there. So that they played, what, Thursday? So Friday, there he is, recording the video before Saturday's game.
Well, my understanding, I wasn't joking. I looked this up. Like, I think he has a degree in accounting, right? I think so.
Which makes the perfect partnership with TurboTax.
John Calipari got beat by a tax attorney, right?
And a Buffalo Wild Wings spokesman. He's also done some B-dubs commercials, too.
Good for him. Get all the money, man. Get all the money. I'd love to see if he can still play. How old is he, 35?
See, the hairline like it, at least.
Oh, low blow. He does. He has, God bless his soul. I know Bruce Willis isn't in the best of health. He has Bruce Willis's hairline from when Bruce Willis was in his 20s, okay? This guy, Jack Golkey. Yeah, but really, he's 24, 25? I said 35. He's 25, 24, something like that.
I think 24. So, I mean, 6 years older than some of the freshmen he's playing against, which is crazy.
Yeah, so Coach Cal needs to either get his guys in the gym or he needs to improve their maturity or I don't know. It's just the college space is just so much different now. There isn't like a one-shot deal that is going to turn things around. But Coach Cal is sticking around. He did not get fired. He's been on a little bit of a tour letting everybody know that we are going to change things. I want you to listen to this courtesy of the Kentucky Sports Network. Coach Cal letting everybody know, trust me.
You know, I talked again about the standard that is the standard that I believe in, that I think we can do. But that standard of national titles has been here from Coach Rupp on. And the only thing that I'm saying to all our fans, I'm going to work in our state, work for this program and this university, really work for these young people. And that's my commitment. I'm not changing. 24/7, let's go. Whether it's recruiting, all the stuff that we've got to do, that is a commitment that I give to the fans, and I haven't changed. This is like wearing a coat. It never goes away. But I love it. This is what I want. This is what I wanted. This is why I never left. This is it. And now it's, let's come together and let's go do something. Let's do something special. And we can do it. We've done it. Let's do it again.
He got that out the Russell Wilson handbook. Hickey, what the one part I didn't understand, and maybe it's me, I didn't understand the coat part. This is like a coat; it doesn't go away. Is that what he said?
I don't know. I'm confused as well. An old coat, like a leather jacket, doesn't go out of style or it still fits.
Know. Not maybe everybody.
Like an old glove.
Man, I live in Georgia. I haven't worn a coat in like 5 years. Like, what is he? I don't know what he's talking about.
Do you mean like an old? Maybe an old glove? Like it still fits?
Maybe you're right. This is like an old coat?
An old coat.
It doesn't go away. It doesn't change.
Okay. Usually people throw out old coats, but.
Yeah. Give them to somebody who needs them. You know? I don't know. It was just a bunch of empty words from John Calipari. I mean, you would really need some changes. No Final Four since 2014? Wow. And there will be some changes. Whether or not he's going to stand on a box and tell everybody what they're going to be, you gotta change things up. Good luck to Coach Cal. People have called him a fraud for a long time. They have said that all he has done is kind of just buy players in and con them in. Doesn't matter if you go back to Memphis and look at Derrick Rose and look at Kentucky bringing in guys like Anthony Davis. He's done an excellent job just, I don't want to say body snatching, but bringing in young prospects and telling them, hey, I can help you go to the NBA. It ain't that simple anymore. Especially out of the fact you really got to pay these dudes above board the best way that you possibly could. It's tough. Speaking of changes, we talked about this earlier in the show. I'm sure you've heard about this by now. The NFL is adjusting the kickoff. They are. They're basically stealing an idea from the XFL. Nothing wrong with that. Who cares about the XFL, right? Hey, it doesn't even exist anymore. The XFL merged, is it with the USFL, I think, Hickey? Like, they've merged powers and forces like Captain Planet in the XFL. Yeah, they teamed up with the USFL. They are now the United Football League, the UFL. You going to watch?
No. Not even one snap.
Why not? Come on. Tell me how you really feel.
You said it before. You want to go outside and the NFL's taking away your outdoors time? The UFL, USFL, XFL don't matter. I am not sitting inside on a Saturday in April to watch, respectfully, scrubs play football. I don't need spring football.
Oh, hey, let's listen to this. Week one, if I'm looking at the correct thing, week one of the U. Oh, is this serious? Whoa. The UFL starts on March 30th? Is that this week? Yeah, what? On Fox? Wow. You got to be kidding me. Is this real? Wow. This can't be real.
So safe to say you are also not going to be watching.
What? No, I will not. You're right. The Birmingham Stallions and the Arlington Renegades, they play this Saturday at 1 p.m. Followed by the St. Louis Battlehawks versus the Michigan Panthers. Never heard of them. The D.C. Defenders versus the San Antonio Brahmas. I've only heard of them because Hines Ward used to coach the team. I don't know if he still does. Shout out to my man Hines. Memphis Showboats take on the Houston Roughnecks. That's on Sunday. Is this like, am I? I'm just making sure I'm not looking at like Ball Sack Sports or something
the
like
Memphis
that.
Memphis Showboats? That might be. That does not sound real.
Wow. No, this is not a lie, man. The UFL starts this Saturday, the 30th. The Birmingham Stallions. I can drive to go see the Birmingham Stallions. I don't know where they're playing, but I can go drive there.
Cancel your plans.
Saturday, I'll be in New York on WFAN.
Ah, shame.
You think I'm picking my New York City job, or you think I'm picking the Birmingham Stallions?
Well, you sound locked in, so maybe the, you know, FAN can wait a weekend. Especially, it's the opening weekend of baseball. That can wait. Get you to Birmingham.
Yeah, we got opening weekend for baseball. No, I can't wait to see the Birmingham Stallions. Look, anybody who loves football and wants to see them in support, God bless them. It's just, there's so much going on. I mean, between the guy asked me about, hey, JR, Alabama basketball. I'm like, bruh, you've seen more Alabama basketball over the past 5 months than I've seen over the past 3 weeks. Like, I cannot watch everything. It's impossible. Impossible. Hickey just talked about opening day. We just learned Jordan Montgomery is joining the Diamondbacks. We got baseball that starts on Thursday for the rest of the world, or at least for Major League Baseball. They decided to go to the other side to pimp out Shohei Ohtani, and next year I see that he's going to be playing in Japan. What a big shot there. NFL is big news right now. March Madness is here for the men and women's, and UFL football, which I know Marco Belletti is really looking forward to. Which game are you going to travel to go see, Marco?
You know, I did like the Showboats back in the USFL days. I was more of a Generals fan, but you like the name. Always like the name.
Are you off of the wagon? Are you off of the boat?
Yeah, look, I'm not watching the UFL. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I didn't watch the USFL when I was younger. I did. I loved it. I actually went to a bunch of General games. I went to when they lost to the Stars, the Philadelphia Stars in the playoffs. Like, I remember being there, Herschel Walker going over the top and scoring a touchdown.
No.
I'm telling you, I loved it.
But now
I have no interest. Zero.
It's going to be even better because they got together with the XFL. It's going to be better.
No, it's going to be worse because then you had a whole lot of NFL-type players that were playing there because they were getting money, and it was a different vibe. It was a different feel. It felt look, it wasn't the NFL, but it felt close. I mean, you're talking about, like I said, the Generals. Doug Flutie and Herschel Walker. You had Jim Kelly on, I think it was the Houston Gamblers. You know, Reggie White in the USFL, like there was ridiculous talent. Now, I mean, come on.
You don't want to see the Battle Frogs?
Yeah, no. I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna pass.
All right, okay. I'll just try to hype them up. Anyway, congratulations to the NFL for stealing an XFL idea, moving that kickoff. And now we basically got these dudes kind of lined up like a line of scrimmage situation. I think about 5-10 yards apart. And at least we're going to get some more action. I'll take that. For years, I thought that they were completely going to eliminate the kickoff. I'll take it. They moved this stupid hip drop tackle. They removed that yesterday, today. They told us we're going to have games on extra holidays.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. People have been following me for, it's been a long time now. Hey, Hickey. On Sunday, the JR Sport Brief, just in general, it's 15 years old. 15 years old.
Oh, wow. Not happy birthday, but congratulations. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm 15 years?
Wow.
Wow. Starting on YouTube, and now I'm here. This is wild stuff.
So what is that, March 31st?
March 31st is the first day I put a video on YouTube.
2009?
2009, and just grew it out from there. Yeah, man.
Do you remember what the video was on?
Oh, hell yeah. I told Gary Sheffield to retire. Yeah. I said he's washed up. I said it's time to go. The beautiful thing, a couple of years after that, I was able to tell Gary Sheffield that was my first video. And he said he forgave me, which is fine. He laughed because we know Gary Sheffield could crush my skull with his bicep.
I was going to say, that's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah, he just laughed. I saw Gary Sheffield hitting home runs in like a schoolyard, just smoking a cigar. He's just hitting home runs, smoking a cigar. Gary Sheffield is not to be played with. But he was my first subject. So thank you so much, Gary Sheffield. And thank you to people who've been following me for years. I really appreciate you. Speaking of Twitter or X or whatever the hell you call it, yeah, you can find me at JR Sport Brief I saw this one pop up as I'm looking at it right now, Hickey. Zach Nieder, I think that's his name. You know, earlier in the show, we referenced the poor eating habits of Jerry Jones. Zach Nieder says, "Hey, dude, my pops used to salt everything. He used to butter his Oreos and put mayonnaise on his salad. Dude lived to be 88. And good for him. God bless him.
Wow.
That's not for everybody. I don't think that we should have doctors running around telling people that. It's just, and I'm sure Jerry Jones, outside of his salted Big Macs and breakfast sandwiches, I'm sure he also gets pumped full of stuff that keeps him alive. I don't know. Good for him. Yeah, good for anybody who can eat anything and live for a long time. Hey, congratulations. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, we told you about the NFL kickoff rule changes. Yesterday, we talked about the NFL's elimination of the hip drop tackle. Earlier in the show, I told you the NFL is doubling down on Christmas. A couple of months ago, they said that there would be no Christmas games, and now the NFL is going to have a doubleheader on Christmas, which happens to fall on a Wednesday this year. Here's another change to the NFL's, I guess, calendar that I should let you know. They're going to hold a game in Brazil the Friday after the season starts, featuring the Philadelphia Eagles. That game is going to be on Peacock. Here's another change that you should probably know about. We're going to have traditional Hard Knocks, but it looks like the owners have pretty much approved Hard Knocks following a division in season. Last year, they only followed the Miami Dolphins in season. The NFL owners said that five teams, up to four teams in the division, could be on Hard Knocks. And so if I had a choice, if I had to pick a division, follow the AFC North, where everybody hates each other, where it's cold, where it's gritty, where defenses play. They're trying to knock the hell out of each other. Give me the Ravens, the Browns, the Steelers. Who did I miss?
Browns. The Bengals.
The Bengals, yeah. Maybe Joe Burrow will show up healthy to work. Yeah, I'd love to see that. Yeah, let's see how cheap the Bengals happen to be. I'd love that. I know I have loved Hard Knocks. Speaking of food, that guy said his dad lived to be 88 eating whatever. This is one of my favorite moments from HBO Hard Knocks. This guy looks like he eats whatever, including feet. It's Rex Ryan.
Make sure we play like the New York Jets. And not some slap team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a damn snack.
That's one way to coach a team. I also love Dan Campbell when he did this. You remember this?
Man, if you don't work on tackling, if we don't work on run after catch, making a move, man, what are we doing, man? Then we finally get to week eight and we come to life because we got enough reps. But I'm telling you, honestly, I'm doing this because it actually does help you with injury. If we do it the right way, and we're not going to do it every day. But I got a plan, I swear to you. All I think about is you guys. That's all I think about, man. That's all I think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best possible advantage I can give you to have a season. I swear to you, man. I just need you to trust me. That's all. Please.
I would trust him. Would you trust Dan Campbell, one of them trust falls? Would you trust him?
Knowing what I know now, I would. I will say, I don't know about you, I'm always a little skeptical when someone's begging you to trust them. And by just saying, trust me, that always kind of raises the red flag.
Oh, my God. You got to trust me. Well, I'll tell you this, don't go gambling with him. That is not a man that you need to trust. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, it's gambling Dan Campbell. You can trust him to coach a game, but don't trust him to make a decision because he's gonna gamble a little too hard on that one. But Hard Knocks looks like it's gonna cover four teams in the regular season, and that also includes the one team that we get preseason. NFL, the owners are just coming up with everything, getting down to business. Anyway, As we start to wrap up in the show, it's time to tell you about a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. What's today? March 26th. We got to go back to March 26th in 1973. Bill Walton, before his feet decided to turn to complete crap, he scored 44 points. He helped UCLA win its record 7th NCAA basketball championship, 87-66 over Memphis State. Bill Walton. We know Bill Walton loves to talk, so we won't listen to him specifically. Let's listen to him drop all them points in
1973. 20 to go. Lead basketball. Walt makes it 75-72. UCLA. Bill Walt has now made, and get this, 21 out of 22 field goal attempts tonight. 21 out of 22. I'm sure he's going to break a record tonight.
Hey, Hick, you ever met Bill Walton?
No, I have not.
Had a dinner with him one time. As nice of a guy as you would think he is.
Did you get a word out?
Oh, I had a whole conversation with him.
Okay.
Spoke to Bill Walton for I don't even know how long because all he did is talk. Great guy. Great guy. Was he high? I don't know.
Did it make sense?
Yeah, he made plenty of sense. I don't think he was high. Maybe he spoke to me and got high after. I don't know. But Bill Walton, one of my favorite people that I've ever sat down and met. I think it was that. Hey, shout outs to, I think it was a Westwood One dinner. Yeah. Bill Walt met him in New Orleans. So I bet after dinner, I'm sure he got high. Anyway, something else that took place this day in sports. What the hell is today? March 26th. We got to go back to 1979. These two gentlemen, they were on their way to the NBA. This was the 41st NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Michigan State, those Spartans, beat Indiana State 75-64. You want to know who participated in those games or in that game? A guy named Magic, a guy named Bird. It was the highest rated game in history of televised college basketball. Magic and Bird, listen to them talk about it from NBA TV.
You know, when I was in college one time, I was watching a game on TV. They had this home box office thing. And I turned on this game. They were playing against Russia. And I was watching Magic play, and I go, oh, my God, that's the best player I've ever seen play, because I didn't follow basketball. And he was a sophomore at the time. So I remember telling a friend of mine, I said, they're going to win the NCAA championship this year. But we go all the way through undefeated, and there's Magic standing there. It's just like it was made to happen.
Everything was written with Bird versus Magic, Magic versus Bird, that whole thing. And it wasn't Indiana State versus Michigan State anymore. It was Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson.
So we got beat because they were the best team. They was the best team in college basketball at that time.
We knew we was going to play against a great team, Michigan State. By watching them on film, I knew it was going to be the best team we played against all year. But winning 33 games in a row, you know, you sort of take teams light. And I don't know mentally if I was as prepared as I should have been for that game because, you know, I didn't have a good game. I shot like 7 for 20 from the field. And our team relied on me to score. So if I had a week to go back on, probably be that week to prepare and get ready for that game.
Realizing that this guy's going to be a nag or a thorn in my side for a long time. I was so emotionally drained. I never felt like that after playing anybody. And so I knew that this was going to happen for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, thank you, God, for the 80s. We know ultimately that Larry Bird's back did not hold up, and we know about Magic and HIV. This man still walked away. This man, being Magic Johnson, still walked away with 5 championships, and Larry Bird still walked away with 3 and pretty much brought the NBA out of the toilet. And the next thing we know, we had a guy named Michael Jordan, and here we are today, where the league is so international, thanks to a strategy by David Stern, Gilbert Arenas is angry at the amount of international players. It's a great strategy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to you, yes, you, for listening to the show. Thank you so much to Shaka Smart, head coach of Marquette, for joining us here in the show. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey for holding things down here for the show. And thank you also, great interview, Clarence Hill Jr. of the Star-Telegram came through as we talked about the Dallas Cowboys, who always have a story for not winning. Thank you. Yeah, Dak Prescott, no new contract. Big news, okay? Listen, I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You could find me everywhere. Tell me about your dad's terrible eating habits. I'm on social media at JR Sport Brief. Tomorrow we'll be back with the top six list. We're going to get ready for baseball. Jordan Montgomery is a Diamondback. I'm getting ready for more March Madness. But I'm done for now. I'm sorry. JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much, Ryan Hickey.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.